The ruling allows owners of closely held companies to refuse to abide by a provision in the Affordable Care Act that requires employers to carry insurance that covers contraceptive care if that care conflicts with the company's religious beliefs. Rabbi Bani Margulis of Madison says the ruling creates a slippery slope that could lead companies to deny coverage for a wide range of healthcare services.
What's to prevent an employer to say, I don't believe in blood transfusions or I don't believe in vaccinations and impose those beliefs on their employees? I think that this sets a really dangerous precedent to say that corporations, whether they are closely held or not, have religious beliefs and religious consciences. Human beings have religious beliefs and consciences. Corporations aren't people.
But religious freedom advocates like Rick Essenberg of the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty praises the ruling for preventing the government from forcing religious people to pay for a practice that violates their beliefs. He says the ruling may result in the government picking up the tab for contraceptive health insurance.
It's less restrictive of these religious liberties for the government to pay for it through taxpayer funds than it is to compel people to act contrary to their genuinely held religious beliefs, which I suspect is what will happen now.
But it probably won't happen until the court rules sometime next year on similar challenges to the Health Care Act brought by Catholic hospitals that also oppose contraceptive coverage requirements. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.